Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority has adopted new strategies to educate would-be pilgrims to the Holy Land about customs prohibitions in Saudi Arabia. The officer in charge of Hajj operations, Walter Blankson, told Radio Ghana that as part of educating the pilgrims, leaflets on do's and don'ts regarding narcotics, medicines and other things have been distributed to the pilgrims. He spoke to Seth Aya.
Officers and men from Customs Division, what we do here is a normal customs duty. We see to it that with the outward, that is the exports, they don't take things that are prohibited. We also look out for restricted items, and then we see to it that they don't go with drugs and narcotics. So we first of all check their luggage, and then we see that whatever they are going with conforms with the laws we have both in Ghana and in Saudi Arabia, so that it will not give Ghana a bad name outside.
And so far, what has been the trend?
Yeah, the trend over the years is almost the same, except that there have been improvements year by year. And this year, for instance, this is the maiden flight, but we have accepted a few medicaments that are not supposed to go, and we have returned them. Since they are not prohibited for use in Ghana, we are going to give them back to the owners or the travelers, their families, so that they can use. Examples are creams that they bleach with, and then some medicaments without prescription, antibiotics and others.
The next 12 days, what is the overall expectations from the Customs Division of the DRA?
We expect them to obey whatever we say, so that work will move on very fast. We have also put in place educating material by educating them to know whatever they have to do, so that we don't have much of a problem.
Customs officer in charge of operations at the Hajj village, Walter Blankson, talking to Seth Aya.